You know, the Chinatown mosaic is not absolutely one thing. It's many things.
I like that word you used, mosaic, the Chinatown mosaic. What are you doing then?
Okay. We're doing a multiple set of things, again, starting with the community, and then we want to collaborate and communicate. And the concept of Chinatown as a treasure, as a historic center is fundamental to that. We've already started working with people there to do graffiti cleanup on our buildings, and then working and supporting the community members that want to do graffiti.
Your efforts on graffiti are noticed.
Oh, good. Thank you.
What's the status of that River of Life partial relocation?
We're going to lease space to them next to the Punavai rest stop there. It's right next door. Yes. On the other side. That building is slated to open in late April, May timeframe. And we're finishing up the lease negotiations now with River of Life, and that should be finished up in a couple of weeks. That operation will be moving. Right.
The feeding operation will be moving.
That's my understanding. And I think there's a lot of people who feel like you can force people to do certain things, and you really can't. I mean, and nor should you, right? There's been a project for 10 years in the making for the senior housing center, Hale Vaiolu. I think that'll be a big boost to Chinatown too. They just started digging, and there's some things they ran into, so they're going to have to deal with that properly. So,
what are the options, you think, for the city-owned properties there in Chinatown? I mean, the city owns about 40% of the streetfront properties there.
Yeah. Don't you think we should be better stewards?
Yeah, let's think. So what
Scott,
can we do with
Scott Hayashi, who's the Department of Land Management, he runs those buildings. He and I have been in regular conversations, and now we've brought him into the Chinatown meetings. They, through our Department of Facilities Management, you know, are going to do some work there. So we're going to invest in those buildings, not just cleaning them up, but how we want to operate them. But, you know, that's an interesting piece of the city. There's all these departments, right? And the new mayor, he's very much on teamwork. You know, he comes from a sports background, and he wants all of us to be good team players, if you will. One of the things that really is a demonstration of that is we're going to take four or five departments heads, right? And they're going to walk along with the mayor in Chinatown. And we're scheduling it so that as they walk from block to block, different members of the community are going to be there to brief us about that area, right? And if we decide we want to do something, he can turn around and say, okay, this piece is land management. This piece is permitting. All of you are right here. Let's get it done. And then we can move on to another block. And I think that's the kind of management that we haven't seen. And I'll also tell you this. I don't want to tell you the date it is. And here's why. It's because we don't want it to be a media event. We want it to be a community interaction event, as opposed to staging ourselves up as doing this neat thing. We just want to really do it. And I think that speaks volumes for the kind of team that the mayor's put together. Almost all new directors, right? I'm very excited about that. We're also in our buildings. We have space, and we're going to move part of our culture and arts department. We're going to move some of those members into Chinatown, recognizing the art district that it is, and having part of our operation be in Chinatown.
A lot of the complaints that do come forward about Chinatown involve the Honolulu Police Department.
It's such a difficult thing in street enforcement. I mean, we have to catch the people if it's drug dealing or drugs, and those are easier to enforce. Enforcing sit-lie and park violations is you're starting to get into areas where that may not be the best thing to do, either for the individual or for the time of the police, right? They still are having foot patrols. They get their officers that are in between the training and assignment.
That doesn't seem to solve the sort of street antisocial behavior problem.
Right. If someone has mental issues and they're on the street, there's only so much you can do with them. You can pick them up. But right now, for a person to be able to get treatment, they have to decide that they accept the treatment.
Are public restrooms being considered?
They are being considered, and also forms of maybe portable, right, so that it doesn't happen on the streets. That's one of the reasons for the mayor's walk through Chinatown. I think we bring all of the people we need to bear, and we do a community walk like that, talking with the citizens. We see that, and the solutions will come out of that. So that's what we're going to do.